In our last message, we talked about the origin and the state of evil. This is a test now. That was church history class number 5. The origin, the state of evil. Evil does not exist on its own, does it? It has a host. Evil is a parasite that feeds off of human or angelic or spiritual volition. Evil is an outward act of wickedness and rebellion against God or society. Now, last week we ended up with the flood and the Nephilim, didn't we? The flood and the Nephilim. What are Nephilim? What is it? What?
The giants.
They are giants. Nephilim is gigantus in the Greek, and it means monstrous beings. The sons of God married the daughters of women, and they went beyond all of the normal procedures, and they raised these giants. The giants lived before the flood and after the flood. We have some very famous giants listed in the Bible. Goliath and all of his brothers are listed there, and what it took to kill them. They're supernatural beings, by the way, that live in flesh. Now, I know that you've heard about people that were on drugs, and drugs are it makes you somewhat supernatural. Did you know that? People, when they're on drugs, think that they're invincible. I remember one time in the Bakersfield area, I had a license for an armed guard, a concealed carry permit for over 50 years. And I have gone to classes with these people that were armed guards, other ones, and they share their experiences sometimes. To stop a person that is on drugs or demonically empowered, okay, this is real true. This is true. You have to have a very powerful projectile. Let's put it that way. In a pistol. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Knives are very, very dangerous. Within 21-foot area, it's very hard for you to pull a pistol out if somebody's coming to you after you with a knife. I fixed the knife for you the other day, Larry. That thing is a deadly weapon. That's a deadly weapon. It's a very high-grade knife and everything. The steel is good in it. But it's a very deadly weapon. If you come after that, and if you get within 20 feet or 15 feet of a person, go after him, and he's even armed with a gun, chances are he won't be able to stop you with a bullet before you stab him or cut him up with that knife. These are deadly weapons. Now, they had a video of this one man that was evil. He was the expression of evil, okay? He had killed a couple of people, raped a woman, and this cop stopped him, and he shot the cop. The cop began shooting him. I think he shot him in the chest 3 or 4 times with a Colt 45 with what we call self-defense ammo. It blew up when it hit him. Hollow points that expand with great power and force. Hydroshock. That guy was shot 20 times with a Colt 45 before he finally bled out and died. They shot him in the knee, broke his leg, shot him in the chest 2 or 3 times, shot him in the head 2 or 3 times. And he still kept coming, still kept firing. That's scary, you know that? This is what we call evil powers. Now, can you imagine what Goliath was? God just gave Goliath into David's hands. He took a stone. He had 5 stones. Remember, he had 5 stones from the book of Kidron. 5 stones because he was going to kill Goliath and his 4 brothers. He's going to kill all 5 of them. One stone for each one. He believed that God would guide those missiles and make them self-defense ammo to kill these giants. There were five giants there. They're very powerful. These Nephilim were powerful. If you read the book of Enoch, if you read the book of Jasher, you'll find out how powerful these were. And they were evil. This is before the flood. They were depopulating the earth of people and animals. They were eating animals. They weren't supposed to eat animals. Man was never supposed to eat an animal in the beginning. They were drinking their blood. These were vampires. Real vampires. They were eating the flesh of man and the blood of mankind. And the blood of animals and the flesh of animals. Evil. Doing evil. Now, after the flood, now God set up human government. Now, I've got this little globe up here that I can reach, pick up now and then and show what the earth looked like before and what the earth looked like afterwards. But during the flood, the water was on one side of the earth and the land was on the other side of the earth. They're finding things here in America. America was populated. The American Indians were always here. And I'm going to tell you how they were always here. Before the flood, the land was all one mass and the water was one mass. I can tell you in eternity back, the trees on this mountain up here were in existence in eternity past. Those old Methuselah, the Bristlecone pines, they go back for all of this period of time, way back into eternity. They were there when they were old when Adam was created. And when Noah was living, walking the earth, they were there and they were Noah. You go up there and you look into those things, they'll show you all the years that they were. Those Bristlecone pine trees reset carbon dating. They corrected it. They can tell you when Mount Vesuvius, the year that Mount Vesuvius, they didn't know exactly what year, they know now. It shows that that affected this area over here. Because this area over here was over there. You realize that? The earth was all one ball or one area of land and one mass of water. Okay? After the flood, Noah, the ark landed on what? Mount Ararat, which is over there in Turkey today. And from there, we have all the races of mankind going out into the land in every direction, north, south, east, and west. But the land was all one land mass, wasn't it? They didn't have to cross the ocean. They didn't have to cross giant rivers and gulfs. The land was one mass. But then God told mankind to scatter and multiply. And this is human government. And human government is supposed to protect mankind from mankind and mankind from government. Powers. Romans the 13th chapter. And this chapter back here, it tells you what we're supposed to do. They were supposed to scatter and multiply. And they were supposed to exact, if a man shed a man's blood, they were supposed to take that man's life. Because his blood was sacred. If a man killed an animal, back in this period of time over here, he took life. It was a death sentence if you killed an animal. Even over here, in the giving of law, when Israel was wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, they could not kill an animal outside of the priest going and killing it in a kosher, clean manner. Because the blood was sacred. Now that's why God sent the flood. It's because the Nephilim and people had become great hunters. What were they hunting? They weren't supposed to be hunting animals. They weren't supposed to be hunting mankind. But they were killing and they were feasting on all types of flesh. Now, we only have people on the ark that come from a man called Noah. Noah. Say Noah. Noah. Noah means peace and safety. That ark was a place of peace and safety. And so they got out, and we know that that we have Ham, Shem, and Japheth. We have from one woman and one man, we have all the three races of mankind that exist in the world today. The dark races are from Ham. The white races are from Japheth, the Caucasians, and also from the Hamites are the yellow race, the colored, all of the races of color, okay? The American Indian, all of these are from Hamite structure. The Hamites will invent everything that has ever come into existence, including music and weapons. The Japhethites will spread out, and they will control what we might call the technology of mankind. And the Shemites do one thing. They think about God. But God blesses them financially in every way. These are the Jewish people. The Arabs all come from the Jewish. They all come from Abraham's family also. The Arabs, you know, Abraham had three wives, and we were jumping ahead of ourselves. He had Sarah, a Shemite, he had Hagar, a Hamite, and he had his last wife, which was a Japhethite. Keturah was a Japhethite. Keturah. Alexander the Great, they say, was a descendant of Abraham. Now, after God established human government, man did not scatter and multiply, but there was a great bad individual. He was the descendant of Ham. And the descendant of Ham, he decided to found himself a religion that opposed God, and he built him a tower. That's what we call the Tower of Babel, which actually exists over there. Or what rest of it, what remains of it. Exist. God said in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, "If you come, let us go down and confuse their languages, that they might not understand one another's speech," because they had built this tower, and the tower was built. It's finished. It had done. It wasn't in the process of being built. They had built it. And slavery was instilled. You know that when God cursed Ham, that he was a farmer, that the land would not produce for him like it did before, but it would grow thorns and thistles, etc., 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 more than ever before. You know what he did to overcome that and to slap God in the face? He invented slavery. And Nimrod invented slavery. And he invented emperor worship. This is where it all comes from. God said, "Let us go down and confuse their language." So we went down in Genesis 11 chapter, and he confused the languages. Now, I study about 5 or 6 or 7 languages, okay? So I'm kind of, I can maneuver around in those languages. But the earth only spoke one language, and what was that language, Marilyn? Remember? What was the language that the earth spoke? We don't know. That's the answer. We don't know. It might have been Hebrew. But we don't know what it was. And so God confused the languages, and the most confused of all of the people were the Hamites. The most confused languages, the most various, were the Hamites. There's about 2,796 different languages. In California, there were hundreds of languages among the Native American people. See, they're Hamites. Do you know that the women spoke a different language than the men? A woman spoke one language and the men spoke another language. No wonder that women and men have trouble. I think they still do that, don't they? The men and women speak different languages. It means different things to them. But God confused the languages, and then he began to divide the continents. Now, mankind, when they built that great city in that Tower of Babel, it is made out of bricks and stones and everything. And they didn't use a lot of wood back in those days as houses. When you start dividing the earth, Larry, were you here a few years ago when we had that big earthquake in and just shook and shook and shook for 1 to 3 minutes? I mean, it shook this place. That's just a little earthquake. It split the road down here like that and separated it down here on Highway 6. That was a little earthquake. It was about 7 or 8, something like that in magnitude. Pretty shaky earthquake. I was in the 52 earthquake, and the one in Tehachapi that hit Bakersfield and threw all the water out of the canal and shook houses down. And you were there, Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
That's when your dad took you from over on the coast and took you over there at that little restaurant. All those boys were looking at you, all those cowboys. Because
yeah.
Yous are pretty. Going back to look at the farm and see what was left of it. It tore up the wells and everything else, twisted the pipe. Can you imagine what happened when God divided the earth? When the Sierras and all of these mountains, when the Rockies were being formed and all this, when the earth was torn apart. Can you imagine how many earthquakes? They weren't building any cities then. It's shaking them down. They all lived nomadic life for a while until the earth was divided. And the earth divided, you look at this. Look at all these continents, north and south. All the different continents. Look at all that. That was all one piece of ground at one time. But you can look at it, and you can put it back together. You can see how it fits together. See that? It's like a puzzle. It's just spread out. The earth, God divided the earth. And the Hamites were spread out further than all the other people. They were spread out further than all the other people. The Hamites would go out and they would be the, what we call the pioneers in the different areas as the earth was dividing. North and South America, Australia, New Zealand, all of this. This was all Aboriginal. China, that's also people of color, Hamites. The Hamites have almost invented everything good and evil also. The Hamites invented the flush toilet. Libraries.
Money.
Paper. Gas to fire a stove in a house. They knew how to cast iron, what we call cast iron, all of this. They were the people that established all of that. Noah's three sons here, this book right here tells you all about that. Noah's three sons, that's very interesting. But that was only one volume of 10 volumes. I'm also doing a series on that too. After Marilyn has been watching a lot of things on the TV, History Channel type thing, and you look at all these people over there in the Middle East, where they came from, how that happened. You know, all the Greeks and the Roman culture, Europe, Russia, China. This all started right here. The division of the earth and the confusion of languages. And the whole earth, and they stopped building the city because God was shaking it down. How are you going to build something when God's shaking it down? There were big earthquakes going on. There are 760 different language roots that took place then. And 2,796 different stems of it. And feminine languages and masculine languages also. Among some races of people. So that's how all that happened. Did that answer that question?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a story in itself. The division of the earth. If God had left the earth in one place and everything else, how long do you think it would have taken them to make slaves of the whole earth? How long would it have taken them to make slaves of the whole earth? God intervened. God intervened. He reveals himself, what we call in progressive revelation. We got into human government. Scatter, multiply. They began to be evil again. They built big cities, slavery. The language is divided. The earth is divided. In the days of Peleg, God divided the earth, it says. Then the next one we're going to come to is Abraham. Abraham. His name was Avram. Avram, to begin with. Avram. Okay. Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify you and to help people understand your progressive revelation to the human race and all pointing one thing, and that's to Jesus Christ as our Savior. Father, please use this message for your honor and glory. And please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.